Your masover and Israq Rashi in Israel Umakhlu Masover Ruktihu Iker today. Well the Khosh of Levle Machwale. The Iker is the material part, so that's not so khosh, she won't take it off. So that's the first man of the Yom. So tomorrow Vashi Masna Lakuna. Vashi learns a little bit different. The Arukto, if it's made out of material, this charm they put along the forehead, so kuli almalei pligi dishori. Even Rav is also masking its mutter. If it's only made out of material, it's not so choshev, shizicha won't take it off to show it to her friends, it's mutter. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Dian ischa. Where the whole charm is made out of gold, that's a choshev a charm, there we have the chshash. Masa, the Rav holds dilma shalfi machvim. She'll take it off and show it to her friends. The yosel asuyi. Or my sover, Shmuel holds no. My man darka lemefa v'klilo. Which isha goes out with the klilo? Isha chashuva. Only an isha chashuva. The isha chashuva loyshalfa machva. Say out Shmuel. A choshev isha would not take it off to show her friends. Therefore, klilo is mutter. Rashi kuliyam lepliga dishori. We pass at the second terrace of Rashi's terrace. That if it's made out of material, kuliyam lepliga dishori. It's Rashi daruk tikta. The ikur of this is the material. So since it's not so choshev, we're not afraid to show off with it. And the machlokes is only where the whole thing is made out of gold. That Rav holds a saucer, and Shmuel has a new svar. Why is it muti here according to Shmuel? Because which isha wears it? An isha chashuva. So we're not afraid an isha chashuva will take it out. Here we pass in year like Shmuel, that it's mutter. In the Gemara before, Irshel Zohov, we pass in, by Irshel Zohov, we pass in like the Rabbonin. That says, Irshel Zohov is also. That it's the Machlokes before the Rabbonin and Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said, an Irshel Zohov is mutter. Because who wears an Irshel Zohov? Only an Isha Chashuva. An Isha Chashuva, we're not afraid she'll walk out with it. The Rabbonin still say it's also. So it's not Mestarvet, the Machlokes, the Rabbonin, Reb Lezer, an Isha Chashuva wears other people. And the Rabbanan are also masking, only Nisha Chashuva wears it. So if only Nisha Chashuva wears it, how come Ma'ir Shel Zov, we say it's Osir? Mashaik, and here we pass like Shmuel, that this Kalila, this task of gold around her forehead, since only Nisha Chashuva wears it, so Nisha Chashuva is not there for to take it out. So the time is, the Farshim say, is the Pshat is, even a Nisha Chashuva, this fancy Isha, dignified Isha, it depends how Choshev it is that she won't show off with it. A near shell zohov, that's a very, very thick piece of gold, very choshev, that the mayor went so far to say it's not even a tashit, he's just showing off you have jewelry. So good, we don't hold like a mayor, we hold like the rabbonim. That's also called jewelry. But that's such a choshev, a piece of jewelry, that even an isha chashuv would also take it off to show her friends. So that's why near shell zohov we passed with rabbonim, that it's also for an, even for an isha chashuvim. Marshik, and here kalila, like Shmuel, it's meant, it's a gold piece that they wear along the fire. True, who wears it? Only Nisha Chashuva. But this is not that Choshev for Nisha Chashuva to take off. So here we pass like Shmuel. This only Nisha Chashuva wears it. Such a piece of jewelry, a Nisha Chashuva would not take off to show friends. It's not that Choshev to show off with. Mashenk and Ir Shel Zov, since it's so great, they were afraid even Nisha Chashuva would take it off. But the kids to hear Shmuel holds his mutter. So if the Gemara... Omalei Rav Shmuel bar Chono l'Rav Yosef pefeirah shemata l'mishmei d'Rav. You yourself told us over the name of Rav klila shori, that klila is mutter. Now according to this pshat that Rav holds us mutter, it's only very good according to the second pshat. The second pshat in the Gemara is that if it's made out of material, everybody holds us mutter. So then we have a koponim, one case where Rav holds us mutter. So when Rav says klila is mutter, I tell you it's talking about material. But according to our first pshat, where we said, if it's made out of gold, everybody holds its osur. Where's the machlokes? If it's made out of material. Even material, Rav said it's osur. So how can we have a memory now that Rav says it's shorin? According to the first pshat, Rav held both cases are osur. So here's the riot to Rav Ashi, that we hold at the second pshat. That where's the machlokes? Where it's made out of a piece of gold. That's where Rav holds its osur. But if it's made out of material, even Rav holds its mutter. And since that's the machlokes, we pass like Shmuel, that even if it's made out of gold, still it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because since only Nisha Chashuva wears it, and this is not that Chashuv, so we're not afraid to take it off to show it. Rashi b'favor shemata lon mishmei d'rav lefnei chliyecho koydim sheshachta tamudecha, before you got sick. Rabbi Yosef Yedua got sick and forgot his learning. So Rabbi Shmuel told us Rabbi Yosef before he forgot his learning. The what did you yourself told us of a fairish, clearly sure in the name of Rav. Almos at Rashi, the Rav Ashi Ika, that the second Pshat in the Gemara of Ashi is the Ika Pshat. The Muki plukta b'nitvischo. Where's the machloike is by where it's made out of metal, made out of gold. That's where Rav holds his awesome. Avul b'yarukta, if it's made out of silk, out of material, moide Rav, dear Rav is moide that's muter. V'iku lukmo l'daya b'yarukta. Akol porn yehavei echetimsa, where Rav should be moide that's muter. So that's where we hold it, the second Pshat. So tomorrow, Omalei, or Omrulei l'Rav. They told over to Rav, Osa gavra Rav Aricha l'Nadoi. A great person, that's tall, Aricha, came to Nadoi, came into our city Nadoi, Umatloi, he limps. V'dorish, and he passed, and he gave a drosh, and said, Klil l'Shari, Shino Klil l'Zmuta. As the Chur, that's very good, like the passing before, like Shmuel. That all type of klilas are mutter. Whether it's made out of gold, whether it's made out of material, both are mutter. That's what they told over in front of Rav. Oma, so Rav said, Man gavu Rav aricha ditloi, who's this great person that gave a description of him? He's tall, and he limps. That's Avada Levi. That's Levi. So Kundasai Levi left his town and came to Nadoi. Zokt Rav, I bezoi shmamina, from here I know that Levi came, that Nav shed Rav Ephes. That Rav Ephes was Nifta. The Yosef, he was the Rosh Shiva, Rav Ephes. And Rav Ephes was Nifta, the Yosef, Rabbi Chanina of Reisha. Who took over the position there? Who came the second Rosh Shiva? Rabbi Chanina came the Rosh Shiva. Now Levi, calls the man Rav Ephes was alive, was learning by Rav Ephes. Now that Rav Ephes died, who became Rosh Shiva? Rabbi Chanina. Levi was greater than Rabbi Chanina. So Levi had no reason to stay there. So Levi had nobody to talk to and learning there. He was greater than Rabbi Chanina. Therefore, Levi now left his town and came here. That was the Maisa. So the Gemara, maybe not like that. Maybe Rabbi Chanina was Nifta first. Rav Ephes could the koi koi, and Rav Ephes, the Rosh Shiva, is still there. And maybe Levi even Steinzer is greater than Rav Ephes. So maybe Rav Ephes is still the Rosh Shiva. He didn't die. And just Levi had no chavrus, nobody to learn with. That's why he left the town there. And that's when Levi came here. So the Gemara name. If Rabbi Chanina would have died, and Rav Ephes would still be Rosh Hashiva, Levi the Rav Ephes mechav have a kayif lane. That was Yedua. That since Rav Ephes was older than Levi, Levi used to mechayif means bend down, listen to Rav Ephes. So Kolzman Rav Ephes was alive, Avada Levi would have still stayed there. Levi wouldn't have left. So Mela, now that I see that Levi came here, it's zicha borrowed to me that Rav Ephes was Nifter, he's Omer Rosh Hashiva, and that's why now Rabbi Chanina took over, and since Levi was greater than Rabbi Chanina, Levi left the town. For Suzat Gemara, I have another raya to say that Rav Ephes had to be Nifter, and Rabbi Chanina took over. Why? The Rabbi Chanina v'su, the Rabbi Chanina le'sagad le'molech. It's not Yitochin that the Chanina will be Nifter and not become Rosh Hashiva. And how to be claw that the Chanina in his lifetime is going to be Rosh Hashiva. So the Maisa was first the major of Ephes to Rosh Hashiva. Now if Rabbi Chanina died first and Rabbi Ephes is still alive, that means Rabbi Chanina never took over and never became Rosh Hashiva. That can't be. We have a Yidua that the Chanina had to be Rosh Hashiva. So it's Mestavra to say that Rabbi Ephes was Nifto. Then they appointed a new Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Chanina. That's why Levi left. What's our Raya? So the Yomara, the original Rosh Hashiva there was Rebbe. Rebbe was the first Rosh Hashiva in this city. Now when he was Mesa Nifta, when Rebbe was Nifta, Omar, he said over Tzavo, Chanino of Rebbe Choma Yosef Rosh. Rebbe left over Tzavo, who should take over my position? Who should be the new Rosh Hashiva? He said, Rebbe Chanino of Rebbe Choma should be the Rosh Hashiva. Now the Mesa was that Rebbe Ephes was greater, so Rebbe Chanino didn't want to be Rosh Hashiva when Rebbe Ephes was alive. Therefore, Rabbi Chanina let Rav Ephes be Rosh Hashiva first. But I call upon him Rebbe, when he was Nifta, left at Tzavor, that Rabbi Chanina should be Rosh Hashiva. There's a Pasuk now, Ksibu B'Tzadikim. We have a Pasuk that whenever a Tzadik says something, the Pasuk Niyu says, V'Sigzar Oimer V'Yokim Loch. Whatever a Tzadik makes, Sigzar will Zichah B'Mekuyim. So since Rebbe left at Tzavor, that Rabbi Chanina should be Rosh Hashiva. So true, when he was Nifta, he didn't want to take over Rabbi Chanina. He let Rav Ephes take over. But since Rebbe said he will be Rosh Hashiva, Pshita, there has to be a time that he will be Rosh Hashiva. So Zichr Mela Mestarfer to say that Revefis was Nifter. Mela, now Rabbi Chanina took over to be Rosh Hashivim. Now Levi had nobody to talk to there. So Mela Levi left. That was the Meister. So all this Rav knew in his mind. When Rav saw that Levi came home, he knew that Revefis was Nifter, Chanina took over, and that's where Levi left. But I call upon him, Levi Dashin now, that what the Klil is Mutter. He Dashin, it's Mutter. Like we had it for like Shmuel. Dorish Levi ben Adoy Klil Shori. Levi Dashin ben Adoy that Klil is Mutter and Isha is allowed to wear this charm around her forehead on Shabbos. Why? Like Shmuel has, because only an Isha Chashuva wears it and we're not afraid to take it off. Zot Gemara, Nofik Esum Biabor Klilo Miklul Nadoi. There's no city in Nadoi, but I said there weren't that many rich people there. Or at least there weren't that many rich people. So only 24 Noshim walked out with it. Only 24 in the whole city in Nadoi had it. Dorish Rabba Baravua Bemechuza. Rabba Baravua Dashin in his place in Mechuza, that Klilo Shari. The Nofku, Tim Nasari 18 came out Klilo Mechodim Avoid. From one alleyway, means from one Mavui. 18 came out. In other words, Mechuzah says was more richer, that more Isha Chashuv is there. So in one alleyway came out 18 Klilas. Kenega, the whole Nadoi only came out 24. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi, Levi was lame. The Achbul Kido came with the Rebbe, burnt his leg in front of Rebbe. So Rav understood right away that Rav Ephes was Nifter. The Vesech Tzu was Vanois Arminim. The Chishacha Rebbe, when Rebbe was Nifter, Omar Rebbe Chanina Rabbi Chama Yosef Rosh. He said he should be the Rosh Shiva. He didn't want to be, he wasn't a Kabbalit. So Rav Ephes got him a menu, because Rav Ephes was older than him 2 years. The Yosef Rav Ephes Bresha. Therefore, first he appointed Rav Ephes to be the Rosh Shiva. He didn't go into the base of Medrash. He used to sit outside. Levi stood with him. His advice was that the Mechanina was more choshu than Rav Ephes. But since Rav Ephes was older, therefore the letter of Ephes to be the Rosh Shiva, age came first, and Mechanina stood outside that we didn't come in. So since Rav Chanina was outside, Levi had Rachmanis on him, and therefore Levi sat next to him outside. There's another Meister. It comes to say, Levi, even though he was being nice, Levi was being nice to Rav Chanina, but the Chur was a chutzpah to the Rosh Yeshiva though. It was not nice for Rav Ephes. There's another Gemara we have like that. That because of this, Levi is the Gemara Brachos we have. That Levi didn't go into the Masifta to the Rekia, I think for 22 years it was the Gzeirin in Shemayim, he had to stay, not 22, I'm not sure how many years it was, but all these years that Levi did not go into the yeshiva to Rashi Yeshir, Rav Ephes Yeshir, Levi in Shemayim didn't go into the Masifta Rekiah. He got an Einish, he stood outside. But I said there was a little bit of bizarre into the Rosh Yeshiva. But go upon him, Levi stood outside with Mechanina. So you have to know how to play your cards, it's not so easy. Even though he wanted to be nice to Mechanina, but I call upon him, it's not nice to Rosh Yeshiva. So he got an Einish for that also, not being nice to Rosh Yeshiva. Rashi, Shloihoye Rebbe Chanina Godel Heimenu, Loi Viturv, Loi Bishonim, Loi Nechav, Levi Bolakan. So Melo, Levi felt bad when Chanina was sitting outside, Levi felt bad for him, he stood next to him. But now that Rebbe Chanina came Rosh Shiva, he has no more to feel bad about. He's a Rosh Shiva now. Should I stay with him still? No, why should I stay with him? I'm greater than him. Therefore Levi left. Levi Zot Rashi, Lerebbe Alphys, Mechav Rebbe Kaifle, Shrei Zokim Menu, Shasanta Zach. Since Rav Ephes was older, Pshita Levi would have been Kayif, would have been Nichna to listen to him. Even though Levi was greater than Rav Ephes, Levi was a bigger Talmud Chochem, but since Rav Ephes was older, that's why they originally pointed him to Rosh Hashiva, and Levi Zicha would have been Kayif to him.
Why didn't Rav Chanina let Levi be the Rosh Hashiva?
What?
Why didn't Rav Chanina let Levi be the Rosh Hashiva if he was older than him?
Why did what?
Rav Chanina should have let Levi be the Rosh Hashiva.
No. Rav Ephes was older. Rav Ephes was the Zakan, he was the old, he was older than them all.
Yes,
that's why they appointed Rav Ephes to be Rosh Shiva.
So he died, right?
When Rav Ephes nifted, then Mechanina had to be Rosh Shiva, because Rebbe Metchil left at Tzavom, then Mechanina should be the Rosh Shiva. Yes, the Kasha, why didn't Rebbe tell Levi to be Rosh Shiva? I don't know, that's not the Kasha. The Kopan of the Tzavom was, Rebbe was the original Rosh Shiva.
Yeah.
He left at Tzavom, that the Mechanina should be Rosh Shiva.
So he should have done it right away.
Yeah. Yes, and Mora says that, but since when Rebbe Mechanina didn't want to be Mechabla, so he's taken on him. Since Rav Ephes was a Zuk and he was an older person, he didn't want to be Rosh Shiva. He wanted Rav Ephes to be Rosh Shiva first. So So that's the heavy. He didn't want to. He let Rav Ephes be the Rosh Yeshiva.
For the same reason you should let Levi be Rosh Yeshiva too.
He wasn't older. No, Rav Ephes was the oldest one. Rav Ephes was older. Rav Ephes was older than all of them.
How did the ages go? Rav Ephes or Levi?
Right. Rav Ephes was the oldest. Then could be Rav Chanina. Then could be Levi.
Rashi says Levi was older than Rav Chanina.
Not old. He says he was greater than him. Well, could be it was Rashi's older. Oh, he was older. Good. He was older than Moshe. Okay, good. Rav Ephes was the right. Rav Ephes was the oldest. Then Levi. Then Rav Chanina. So you have a kasha. Why didn't Rebbe say that Levi should be Rosh Yeshiva? Good. The same kasha you have. Why didn't Rebbe say Rav Ephes should be the Rosh Yeshiva? Good. For some reason Rebbe wanted Rav Chanina to be Rosh Yeshiva. Right. Now, the point of the mice was mice called Klila's Mutter to walk out on Shabbos. Number the two mice they passed like that. Right. So the Gemara, Kamra. Omer Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Omer Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Shmuel. Kamra Shori. Yelish is allowed to walk out with a Kamra on Shabbos. Kamra is a Trashi Avnet, type of a gartel, a belt. That's not a gartel. Avnet Choshev, a Choshev, a belt. Yeh shoyz noyse tasho zo, right? They make a gold belt. Yeh shoyz noyse ritzua mishpatzoy zo, v'yavorim kvuyim voy. Or else it's not made out of gold. Mamish, the same thing before. Instead of putting it on the forehead, now they have the belt made out of either a complete piece of gold, or else a piece of metal, a piece of material which has gold in it. And avonim, and gems there. So this kamra, they said it's mutter. Shori. Ika diyamri diyarukta. Some say it's only mukta diyarukta. V'yomar Rav Safra mida diheve ya talis muzevis. The heter is the same reason she's allowed to wear a talis made out of gold. So Drashi, mida diheve ya talis muzevis. Deve tashit v'shori. A golden jacket she's allowed to wear on Shabbos because it's called a tashit. Here is good. Here, since it's a belt, we're not afraid she'll take off the belt to show her friends in the Rishus Rabbin. Because you don't want to take off your belt, the clothing will fall off. Therefore, since it's a belt that holds the clothing tight, we're not afraid she'll take it off Rishus Rabbin. Therefore, the kamra is mutter. That's what some say. Ika di amri di arukta. Yomasabri midi every talis muzevis. Vika the Amri Danischa, say that Rukta means that this belt is not pure gold, it's made out of material which has gold in it. And Ika the Amri Sam say no Danischa, it was a pure piece of gold. The Yomer of Safra, Midi the Heve Avne Chomalochim. The reason why it's mutter, because the golden is the rich people of Bnei Malochim, they wear these belts made out of gold. So it's called a Tasha, it's called a Malbush. So Drashi interesting. Drashi Avnet Shel Malachim Sheosse Kulu Denischa. By Bnei Malachim, they wear the whole belt made out of gold. So Drashi wasn't going to do with us though. V'chol Yisrael Bnei Malachim Ruyim Lei. Every single year, there's a chosh of a person. He's also royal to have the same type of a golden belt that Bnei Malachim have. Therefore, it's called a malbush for Bnei Yisrael, and therefore they're also allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. And the same terrorists were not afraid they'll take it off. Because since they're wearing it as a belt, they won't take off a belt, the clothes will fall off. Omle Ravino Ravashi. Kamra Eloi Hamayu Mai. What's going to be you wear like a belt on top of another belt? Hamayu is one type of a belt. And the Kamra we're saying now is a very chosh of a belt. Can you wear one belt on top of another belt on Shabbos Mai? Omle, he entered back. Trei Hamayu Kamra. You mean to ask a question about two belts? That's what he answered. Skits, he didn't say claw what he means to say. There's two ways you can learn. Either you mean to say pshita v'tzmuto, or else you mean to say pshita v'tzosa. So there are two pshotim. Rashi has two pshotim. Rashi, trei him nayo kamri. Havade masayu. He meant to answer havade. That's also. That's called the masu, the second belt. The yosar. Because it's not a derech to wear two belts. And that's where we hold halacha. Even though the mechaba brings down that it's muto to wear two belts on Shabbos, the Ramor right away says, v'yesh oisim, we hold that the Ramor tzosa. Because it's different. To wear two jackets, but to wear two sweaters is mutam, because some more people wear that. The derech malbush at that. Sometimes it's cold outside, so people do wear two coats, two jackets, even though for you it's not cold. And your only purpose in wearing two coats is because your friend left his coat at your house, and you want to take it to shul for your friend that's mutam on Shabbos, even though it's a warm day outside. But since it's a derech, sometimes for people to wear two coats, it's called a malbush. Mashenke, nobody ever wear two belts. No, it's not a derech malbush. But since it's not a derech malbush, the second belt is also. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if this trap is only yosim with Rabbanan, it's like mechsei kamasi. As mikra din, two belts should also be mutter. But since nobody wears it this way, it's mechsei like a masi, it's also to go out with two belts. Shaking two hats is mutter. Or a yarmulke under the hat is zikha mutter. Rashi, the first trap is avadi masi hui viyosa. Loshen talmidei Rabbeinu Yitzchak. But talmidei Rabbeinu Levi mitzosi mutter. No, I heard that, what, that's mutter to walk out with two belts. Shrashi Barisha nearly. It's more mistaken than it's also. Mishum the gab be yatzol at the leka. Later on, we'll have a shaila where your fire, Nachmanides, gets on fire. Your house gets on fire in Shabbos, and you want to save your clothing. You want to take clothing outside. You can't carry. So they mat you to put on a lot of clothing and walk outside with all your clothing. Put on five pairs of socks and two underwears. Yeah. So gab be leka minyan and Rabbi Yosi Shmoy Nosa Kalim 18 Kalim. Losim Chad Chagru. It only mentions one garter, one belt. The minyanu bechol kisra kodesh. V'shnei chagru rishar. If you let her wear two belts, lechatchila nim neyosim trei. Why does it only say when you want to take by a dleikas, by a fire, to save your clothing? You can only walk out with one belt. Why can't you walk out with two belts? Elamai, that's not called derech malbush, and it's also to walk out. That's where the Rambam passes like this. Fighter. Omar Ravashi. Hai risuka. Risuka trashi chatiches miruchova. It's a wide piece of material. Stam, you have a piece of material. Yeah. Could you walk out with it on Shabbos? You want to put it around your head, around your shoulders. You want to put a piece of material around you. Yisle mefrachayu shuri. If it has straps on it that you could tie it onto you, it's mutter. Vilo yosef. Doesn't have straps, we're afraid it'll fall off. It's not called a malbush. Trash yisle mefrachayu ritsue straps ketzareis tluyes bo. Lekoishra behem ulahotkas vivaisarit. You could tie it down tight on you. Shuri. The mehedik shop of lekle mechish dumme mishdori katari benof of yosla suyin. We're not afraid maybe the knots will untie and fall off because you tie it down good. Mefchadosh principle lads. Mashenkin, if you don't have it to tie it down, stomp to throw a cloth over you, there's a shayla maybe the wind will blow it away and it's awesome. That's why some people have a shayla by wearing a hat even on Shabbos. Chorus be a shayla maybe the wind will blow it off. Chorus it's not to say that you have to have straps on your hat to tie it down underneath to keep it down tight on Shabbos. Right? The mice of the belt is maker though. Right? So it's because it doesn't fall off. Even though the mice you see sometimes does fall off. Maybe not here in LA, but in New York in the winter when you have nice winds, a lot of times comes on, the hats go rolling down the street.
And Mishnah Berurah says because it has a sheeple.
What?
Because it has a sheeple, it's not completely straight. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
Well, that's by some, that's not oil. That's different. Yeah, that's shell with oil. Here's a shell, maybe you'll fall off them. All right, but the mice will make it with it. A kopon should be done. A kopon should be tight on you. You shouldn't wear a hat that's not your size. It's too big on you. It should be a little bit tight. At least it doesn't fall off. But that's what you said here. If you still want to put a beggar on you, it has to have straps that it could tie down, stay on you tight. It will fall off. It's no good. Fight the boy be katla. Mishnah says you can't go out with a katla or necklace. For the more my katla, minta pori. Rashi minakta pori. Vu beggar sheish loshnatzin. It's a beggar that has a. Also straps coming down. Kein michnesayim or machneses boy ritzur rechova for kasher is sodvit savora. She puts it around her neck, and it has a lot of strips, a lot of straps coming down. For your beggar tluya libo, and your beggar hanging. Notice she wears her other chayis, her blouse is there tied on to this. She has a necklace around the neck and strings coming down, and she ties on all of the godam onto these strings. They won't fall off her. That's what she wears it for. Rashi, who choshev though? It's a choshev necklace. Or mitzayim bezov, right? With gold, everything's with gold. They put gold on it also. So that's why it's also. V'yesh beforshen kimin chatzi yogel. It's only half of a round. Also kimin kalbus. Or if that's by miftechay chaluka v'yapang bolum tzavor v'yishal zov. Also some around it tzavor. Kids, it's also to work out. So jewelry that we're afraid you'll take it off and show with it on Shabbos. That's why it's also. Shasan, Tosis learns, Minka Pori, Peruri Apath, a bib. Anisha walks out with a bib on Shabbos. Vetashutu, but Satashutu, the golden bib they wear out. So it's us to walk out with it on Shabbos, because we're afraid to take it off and show our friends. Right? Nizam, nose rings. So what does that mean? It's us in Nizmayaf. Nose rings are also, because we're afraid to take it off and show our friends. Vulei betabat, Shein Olechoisim. She can't walk out with a tabat that does not have a chosim on it. So then it's a stickle jewelry. Then it's only yosim with the rabbonim, because we're afraid she'll show off with it. for the Gemara Diyik, Hoyeshala Chayse Mashma, she wears a ring that has a Chayse and has a signet on it, Chayevis. Then she'll be Chayev Chattis. Because then it's called a Masri, it's not called a Tachshit, and she'll be Asr. Al Molab Tachshitu. The Chur, you see a ring that you use for signing things, that's not called a Tachshit, that's Tama Masri. So it'll be it's Asr Midiraisa. Rashi v'loy b'taba sheinu lechoysim k'toni masisim dim yotze p'tura the tachshitu. If it doesn't have a signet on it, that's a tachshit. Why is it awesome? The rabbanon dilma m'shalfa machish, take it off and show who the mitzvah. It's a dia koyesh lechoysim chayev eschatis to lav tachshitu v'evi masli. Then it's not a tachshit and it'll be a masli. For the more remino avakasha tachshit de noshim tmei. A tachshit, the jewelry that Isha wears is tomei, and that's called the kli to the kabel tuma. Even though it's not mishtamish to yodim, but since you use it to make yourself look nice, that's also nisraba by kli midyon to the kabel tuma. The yelu ain't tachshit noshim. These are tachshit and jewelry of an Isha that's the kabel tuma. Katlois, trashi, katlois. These are necklaces, I think, what should I say? Right, katlois are necklaces. Katlois, katlois, nizomim, necklace, nizomim is nose rings, v'tabois and rings. V'tabas, now ring. Vein sheyesh le'achoysim, whether it has a choysim, vein sheyenu le'achoysim, whether it doesn't have a choysim, it's also makabotuma. So here you see, it's called Tachshit Isha. You see, a ring, even though it has a signet of Chosim, still it's Makabel Tumah, because it's called Tachshit. V'niz Mayaf, and those rings. V'yomer, so here it's a stira. Here we're saying that if it has a Chosim on, it's not called a jewelry. Therefore, she'll be Chayat Chattas if she wears it. And here we say it's called jewelry, it's called a Tachshit, that's why it's Makabel Tumah. If it wouldn't be a Tachshit, it wouldn't be Makabel Tumah. And the Gemara Poshit. V'yomer, Abzeir Lakasha. No, not push the first terrace, next terrace push it. And it's more of a lakasha. Omra Abzeir lakasha. Horeb Nechemia, Horabon. It's told in the Machlokas of Nechemia and Rabbonin. Titania. If you have a ring, he shomatchis. The ikur of the ring is made out of metal. The chosoma, the chosom part of the ring, is made out of shal agmug, made out of a piece of wood. Is tmeya. Even though wood is not makabotum, it's a truth they cleave, but since the ikur is the ring itself, it's makabotum. He shall agmug, if the ikur of the ring is made out of wood, for the chosom is shomatchis, it's toiru. That's not the Tanakama. You go boss of the ikur of the ring. We have Nechemia metami. We have Nechemia says, no, it's tummy. Shoy, you have Nechemia ime, betabas, holachacha chosomoy. The ikur is you go boss of the chosomoy. The oil, holachacha salmuv. By an oil, that's the yoke you put around the bema. The ikur is the salmuv, those are the nails that hold up the yoke. That's the ikur part of it. The koilev, Hilaracha Misamrusa. The cradle of the trash.